You know, over the years, I've seen it all. So now, I'm sharing it all. Join me for unfiltered talks with the names you love on my new podcast, On Par with Maury Povich. Follow and listen to On Par wherever you get your podcasts.
A Voice of St. Louis original podcast.
Today is Thursday, May 2nd. I'm Debbie Monterey.
And I'm Tom Ackerman. Hundreds of anti-war protesters gathered at the clock tower at St. Louis University.
They stage a sit-in at Grand Boulevard, blocking traffic in both directions. There were no reports of problems. St. Louis police played a low profile during the protests. They were stationed at Grand and Lindo and Grand and 6440. Wednesday, St. Louis Mayor Tashara Jones, in a Twitter post, said peaceful protests will not be met with force by St. Louis police. The protesters called for a ceasefire in Gaza and chanted for St. Louis University to divest their interests from Boeing. Stuart McMillan, KMOX News.
Was Thomas Kinworthy remorseful for shooting and killing a St. Louis police officer?
The jury got to hear Thomas Kinworthy's phone conversations with a loved one where he discussed the funeral of Tamaris Bohannon, the St. Louis police officer Kinworthy's attorneys have admitted he killed.
Yo, they did some big funeral, man, for the cops say outside. Yeah, man, big thing, man. I seen a newspaper article about it. Yo, what a joke, man. They're trying to make me out, man. There's no way, man, I'll ever get a fair trial here, man.
The audio was played during the testimony of Dr. Rachel Springman, a psychologist with the Missouri Department of Mental Health. She testified during the call, other calls, and her interviews with Kinworthy. He did not show he suffers from schizoaffective disorder and instead believes he was faking his symptoms. Instead, she testified her diagnosis of Kinworthy is that he suffers from antisocial personality disorder, which does not fit the standard for a not guilty by mental defect verdict. Sean Malone, KMOX News.
Closing arguments begin this morning, and then the jury will be deliberating shortly after.
St. Louis police say they are ready for the Cinco de Mayo festival along Cherokee this weekend. Last year saw two separate shootings.
Six people were shot, and two of those died. But this year, St. Louis Police Sergeant Charles Wall says they are ready for the large crowds, expected to be around 50,000.
The People's Joy Parade is scheduled to begin just after 1 p.m. The rideshare drop-off and pickup location will be on Jefferson, north of Cherokee. We encourage those planning to attend to carpool or consider utilizing public transportation, a rideshare, or taxi service due to limited parking in the area.
Wall would not give specific numbers so as not to compromise their security plan, but says there will be a myriad of officers from various assignments, including pooling officers from the Traffic Safety Division. The festival ends at 8 Saturday night. Maria Kina, KMOX News.
For the past few years, Amazon workers have been complaining about unsafe working conditions. One of those, Wendy Taylor, is an organizer with the STL 8 committee. They represent workers at the St. Peter's Fulfillment Center.
Today, Taylor will join U.S. Senators Edward Markey of Massachusetts and Tina Smith of Minnesota as they unveil the Warehouse Worker Protection Act. Taylor says the working environment at Amazon centers is not safe. And if an employee is injured, you are given the runaround.
And that's pretty much the experience that all of the workers experience when they go to AmCare after an injury.
While at most businesses, an on-duty injury would be considered a workman's comp issue, Taylor says Amazon doesn't always accept that.
Because they like to challenge and think, oh, like they challenged me about a torn meniscus, and they thought it happened previously, or I had a previous surgery. You know, those are the type of things that they use to keep from actually filing the complaint.
The Warehouse Protection Act legislation would provide critical safeguards for workers operating under quota systems like Amazon.
Later this year, marijuana could be reclassified as a less dangerous drug.
The feds are considering moving marijuana from being classified as a Schedule 1 controlled substance, like heroin and LSD, to a Schedule 3 controlled substance, like ketamine or Tylenol with codeine. CNN health correspondent Jacqueline Howard.
It can mean that rescheduling marijuana from Schedule 1 to Schedule 3 would make it more easily accessible as a form of medicine. It would make it more easily accessible for science and research, and this could have implications for businesses in the cannabis space. So this is an area to watch in the months to come as these discussions continue around how we see marijuana scheduled and how we view it and interact with it as a substance.
Some groups have argued marijuana should be dropped from the controlled substance list altogether and instead regulated like alcohol. Fred Bottomer, KMOX News.
From the KMOX Business Desk, St. Louis officially adds another international connection today.
Thank you for choosing TWA.
In the days when TWA had its headquarters here in St. Louis, Lambert Airport had nonstop flights to all over the world, Paris, London, Tokyo. The region has been trying to rebuild those offerings in the years since. Most recently, the flight to Frankfurt, Germany on Lufthansa was a big win. Now Air Canada is starting service to Montreal, Quebec.
We took a trade delegation on that one, and when Air Canada announced this new route, I reached out to Rhonda at the airport, and together we decided, hey, let's do the same thing here. Let's take a delegation. Let's raise the awareness and celebrate this new connection.
World Trade Center St. Louis Executive Director Tim Nowak says they are turning it into a trade mission with business and political leaders headed north, hoping to lure companies and hockey fans to come south and try St. Louis. Michael Calhoun, KMOX News.
I'm Debbie Monterey. The St. Louis All Local podcast is produced by the KMOX News Team. Get all the local news you need on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
History That Doesn't Suck is a legit, hard-hitting American history podcast told through entertaining stories. History That Doesn't Suck, an Odyssey podcast, available wherever you get your podcasts.